I've had this particular photo in mind, but I just didn't exactly know it. And let me explain what that means. So the elevator in our building is super, super old. It's listed on some sort of historic registry or historic elevator list. I don't even know. But as an example, they're currently replacing some buildings on campus and tearing them down and building new ones. And so I recently asked our facilities manager why they couldn't replace our building because it's pretty old. And his answer was they could replace the building, but they'd have to save the elevator. So that gives you an idea of how old this elevator is. And the problem with capturing it on a 50 millimeter lens is there's no room to work with. It's such a tiny space. How on earth do you get a shot that captures the oldness and the character of this elevator with a 50 millimeter lens? And I ride this thing almost every day, and it's only a couple floors. Like, I'm on the third floor, so I don't spend a lot of time in it, but I see it a lot. And I've often thought, how do I get this elevator on film? And sure, I could take my iPhone in with a nice wide view, field of view, but I wanted to do something with it here on the blog. And I've been trying to think about how I can capture this. Well, I noticed that when people ride this thing, they notice three specific characteristics usually. The number one is the really old buttons, which you can see here. Number two is the sliding grate that it's like this doorway. It's a gate that looks like a sliding grate because it's got these lattice work structures on it. And number three, when you're riding this thing, you can see right through the gate to watch the floors pass by you. And that might give you an idea of how old this elevator was. So my goal then became, how do I capture all of these three elements in one picture? Now, you can't see that you're inside an elevator, but hopefully the buttons show enough to infer that you're inside an elevator. So as you're looking at this photo, you can't see the four walls behind you or on the other sides of you, but you see enough familiar elements, my hope is anyway, that you see enough familiar elements to realize that this is some sort of elevator or transport mechanism. And I took it from a low angle to imply that there's some sort of a dynamic motion going on here. If I would have taken it just from regular eye level, I don't think it would have been nearly as interesting. I wanted to get a panning shot of the floors passing by, and it was kind of an interesting panning shot because I wasn't moving at all, and the elevator wasn't moving. Well, the elevator was moving, but I wanted to capture the floors moving past. So me and the elevator were essentially still relative to each other, and it looked like the floor was moving up and down. So that was my goal here, was sort of a weird variation on a panning shot. And I rode this elevator up and down a few times before anyone else was in the building. I've mentioned on previous episodes that I'm an early riser, and I like to get to work early as well. And I took about 15 handheld shots with similar exposure settings, which was f1.8 because there's very dim light in this elevator, 1/20th of a second to get a little bit of motion blur, and ISO 200 to get a nice clean shot, though I could have bumped it up because in this regard, graininess at higher ISOs would have kind of suited the photo quite well. And a few of these shots turned out just fine, but I like this one the best because you got this angled white bar going across the left-hand side, and that's sort of your first clue that there's movement. And then you can see the bricks blurry and giving that sense of movement behind them, but that white bar is kind of your first indication that there's some movement back there. So I like that one. And the lesson here of all of this is try and find a new way of capturing what you want. And my first instinct for this particular shot, or for getting the elevator, was to stand in the hallway and shoot a picture of the elevator. And you would have been able to see the elevator, but it wouldn't have been interesting or effective. But by boiling down the photo that I wanted to take to the essence of what it was I wanted to capture, which is those three things I listed, the buttons, the gate, and the floors, by boiling everything down to just those three basic elements, that helped inform my choice for the picture. So that guided what kind of picture I was going to take. And it's sort of like what we say in education. What do you want your students to learn? And then what can you do as the instructor to help them learn it? Well, in photography, you kind of reword that to say, what do you want your audience to know or to see or to feel? And once you've got that down, what can you do to capture that in your camera? And the trick is, it might not always be what you think.